Okay, folks, so this is a bit of an emergency broadcast, in my opinion. And this is an opinion show, by the way. So YouTube, you are on thin ice with creators. We're done. We're tired of community guideline strikes. If you want proof, by the way, look at your own Twitter channel. The YouTube AI is constantly, and I'm not the only one this happens to, by the way. This does happen to other people where they get unfair community guideline strikes. And then the moderators or whoever reviews it throws the book at them. I had a passing remark about a certain subject that I'm not going to get into, by the way. But I'm going to tell you this right now. YouTube is on notice with a lot of smaller channels. Smaller channels are fed up, including mine. Now, I don't see myself as a small channel. I really don't. In fact, if anything, I see myself as a big channel with not a lot of subscribers. And when I say a big channel, I mean I make a lot of content. I have a good time. Look, I may not be the most likable guy, and that could explain why I've got less subscribers than the average bear. But I do try. Truth is, this is a heartfelt message to YouTube. YouTube has given me a lot of opportunities. It's helped me educate myself in a lot of different subjects. For that, I thank you. My problem is not the platform itself. I think the platform is genius. Everything about the platform is unbelievable. But I believe YouTube is mismanaged and mismoderated. The proof that I have is just my own experience. And that's about it. But if you want proof, look up any sort of mentions of at Team YouTube on Twitter. And you will see reports from people who get community guideline strikes that seem unjustified, and even they're confused by it. I think a lot of the times community guideline strikes are very, they couldn't even prove it. So here's the thing. I actually reached out, and I'll show you guys my Twitter here in a second. I reached out to, I just got to go on my Twitter page real quick. But what really was frustrating was I reached out to Team Twitter, not Team Twitter, but Team YouTube on Twitter. It's at Team YouTube. And they said they looked into it, and then they immediately, let me just read to you guys. I'll even show you guys real quick. Let me just look up all my mentions. And I kind of went a little Karen on them, full Karen, you know. I did a live video also that tagged Team YouTube in it just because I'm still a little bit pissed off at them overall with how they treated me. I'm still pissed off at YouTube with how they treated me. I don't think that they treat people like me very well because I don't like being censored, especially when it's not justified. And I appealed it hard, tried appealing it on Team YouTube. They didn't listen. I don't even think they had a real human being verify it. I also told them, can you please let me know exactly what I said? Like, can you actually tell me what I said that violated the terms? Never heard back. They ghosted me. Team YouTube on Twitter ghosted my channel. I think they intentionally blocked me. Sure, I may have sent quite a few messages, but I didn't say anything that was like, what do you call it, offensive. I was actually pretty cordial. But here, the truth is, we are all sick. Not all of us. I mean, people like Mr. Beast can get away with it. Well, Mr. Beast is actually a decent dude, I've come to realize. I think he does a lot of it for the YouTube clout, but hey, you know what, whatever. If he's making money, he's giving it away to people who need it, or he's giving away services or whatever to people who need it, I guess that's fine. But you have big YouTubers who I feel can get away with whatever they want. And then you have channels like mine who cannot get away with anything. We have to always walk a fine line. Bigger channels can get away with so much more than my channel. They don't respect smaller channels. YouTube doesn't respect the smaller channels. And I think a lot of you guys, if you can comment in your, if you guys, I'm sure there's more smaller channels, obviously, than there are bigger channels, but can you guys in the comment section leave a comment that attests to this? Because I have a feeling a lot of people get treated like garbage on YouTube. And especially if they're smaller creators and they have some opinions that aren't very well liked by a lot of people. And yeah, I have some opinions. I ain't gonna lie. I have some opinions that are very, that people would consider, I guess, questionable. But I don't like the fact that my pizza might be almost done. Anyway, I don't like the fact that I have to walk on eggshells every time I make a YouTube video, wondering if I'm going to say the wrong thing that's going to get me my next community guideline strike. I'm done with that life. That's stupid. And I think if YouTube had any sense, they would review the community guideline strike I have already. I don't really care if the video comes back up. You can delete the video forever. I really don't care. But don't give my channel a strike and threaten me with absolute cancellation. You want to censor one of my videos? Fuck it. I'm smart enough and clever enough to keep making gold. Totally fine with it. I'm a content machine. But I'm fighting. I'm not going to lay down like some little bussy boy. I'm not. I'm angry at YouTube. And I think a lot of smaller channels are angry. And we have every right to be. We're not heard. Every time we try to make an appeal, it gets rejected 3 minutes later, 5 minutes later. Mine was about 5 minutes. And they said, hey, we appreciate your appeal, but we're standing it. We're keeping it up. We're upholding the appeal. Or we're upholding the ban. We're upholding the community guideline strike. It's like, no. I got a community guideline strike for a freaking video that was like in 2021. Ridiculous. YouTube is on notice. And plus, also smaller creators have abilities to make money on other platforms. Like, YouTube needs to realize that the up and coming smaller channels are more important to them because we have new innovative ideas. The bigger channels are boring and they have a very formulaic process because they're afraid of losing subscribers. Not all big channels are like that. Some big channels actually just like to speak the truth. Like Russell Brand is a great example. He likes to speak the truth. But he doesn't really care if he loses or gains subscribers. And I think that's one of the reasons he has 6 million. I love it. And so I don't know what I'm going to do at this point. I really undecided on whether I still want to use YouTube as a platform or just use it as an advertising vessel for my podcast or my whatever. Or my Rumble channel. But yeah, YouTube needs to really listen, you know, for once in their lives to the smaller creators. Because here's the thing. All those bigger creators that we all like to watch, like the Graham Steffens, who I find questionable these days, started out as a very small channel. But because they had, because YouTube gave them the ability to make mistakes and keep making content and saying whatever they want, they were able to flourish, be creative. When you add restrictions on speech, when you add restrictions on thought, you actually kill the very thing that makes things, makes people creative. Yes. Do I have opinions that are not popular with the YouTube moderator? Sure. But I think that the community guidelines need to be heavily reevaluated. I think that the community guideline strikes that have been placed on smaller channels, including my own, are out of hand and out of line. Even if I became a bigger channel, I would still stick up for, I mean, I already consider myself a big channel, to be honest. But even if I became bigger in subscriber count, I would still have the same message. Treat the smaller channels better. All right? Because they can make you just as much money. Now, am I a liability to YouTube? Maybe. That's probably how they see me. I'm a Mexican guy. I have all the wrong opinions. And I don't know if it's a matter of racism. I don't know if it's a matter of something. I still think there's a little bit of racism in their judgments. They don't Maybe they consider me a whitewashed Hispanic man. That's probably how they see me. And that's wrong. It's really wrong. Anyway. But I do feel like there's a little bit of racism that goes into it, too. But yeah, anyway, I don't know. And maybe it's because I'm a conservative. I don't even consider myself a conservative, more of a libertarian, if anything. I don't even really follow politics that much. I try to seek the truth. The truth is my political party, if you want to know the truth. And does one party tell the truth more than the other? I fuck if I know. Pretty sure they all spell the same lies. Hold on. I have a pizza I have to attend to. One moment. Anyway, all right. But yeah, overall, I think that the way YouTube treats the smaller channels is disgusting. And it makes me sick. It really makes me sick. And I can't do it. So it's a part of me just wants to leave completely. If I was making shit tons of money on Spotify, I would barely be posting on YouTube. I'll tell you that. I mean, I make a good amount of money on Spotify, surprisingly. But that's the thing, man. You're going to see... The more you, I think maybe that's YouTube's master plan. Maybe they don't want smaller creators anymore. Maybe they're like, we got enough big creators. Let's try to push as many smaller ones out as we can. Allegedly. This is all allegedly. But it's a feeling that I have. And I think it's a justifiable feeling. I want to be heard. I just want to be fucking heard. Yeah, I'm going a little Karen. I'm being like a full-blown Karen, man. But yeah, YouTube's on thin ice, man. With smaller channels like mine, I still consider myself a bigger channel, just don't have a lot of subscribers. But that's the way I look at myself. I look at myself as a big channel who just wants more subscribers. And that's not the only reason I make content, by the way. I enjoy making content, even for the people who watch, even if it's not many. But yeah, YouTube is definitely on thin ice with the whole community guideline strike stuff. And I think hopefully they realize it. I'm really hoping, but knowing them, they probably won't see it until it's too late. Until a lot of there's going to be quite a few diamond in the rough creators who are unique enough, smart enough, who are creating incredible content. And they're just going to go away. They're going to straight up go away. That's the wildest part about it. Check something real quick. But yeah, I'm super duper frustrated right now. I'm sick of it all. Definitely sick of it all. I'm tired of the moderators targeting my smaller channel, my channel at all. But I think there's a lot of you out there, and this is kind of a message to all you guys. Do you want to escape this? Should we go to Rumble? I don't know. But YouTube, the ball is in your court. Most people who are viewing YouTube are tired of watching Mr. Beast, or tired of watching Graham Stephan, or tired of watching Meet Kevin or Jeremy LaFave from Financial Education. We're tired of the same cookie cutter YouTubers who don't take any risks, don't take any real creative leaps except for a same formulaic bullshit process. They're too afraid to lose subscribers to make anything really creative. And then you got smaller channels like my channel, Strongman Personal Finance. Strongman Personal Finance is a great example of one of the best financial minds on YouTube, who should have a million subscribers, by the way. But an asshat like Jeremy has almost a million. It's just disgusting. It's disgusting. So I beg of you, YouTube. I beg of you. Hear me. Remove my community guideline strike. Remove the community guideline strikes you wrongfully have placed on so many people's pages. when smaller channels, by the way, have gotten away with far worse without any sort of community guideline repercussions. And it's proof. Smaller channels get treated like trash. Bigger channels get treated like gold. And we're sick of it, and we're standing up to it. We're standing up to you, YouTube. Sorry. Yeah, put the foot down. So anybody who has had a negative experience with YouTube, please feel free to get into the comment section. Say your piece. You will get to be heard on this. And we're going to try to really make YouTube think twice about treating smaller channels like absolute garbage. All right, let's make them think twice. Let's try to make ourselves heard. Because trust me, there's more smaller channels out there than there are bigger channels. And a lot of the smaller channels are tired of being banned for keywords. It's disgusting. But thank you guys for taking the time to view this episode. I just want to get my voice out there, air out my grievances. And hopefully you guys, nobody really got in on the live version of this, but I really do hope you guys interact in the comment section. And I'm trying not to freak out, man. Trying not to freak out. But YouTube, I do want to thank you for the most part, but I don't like your moderators. Mainly because they treat me like garbage, and a part of me wants to treat them like garbage, but I can't because I don't know where they're at. Anyway, later, everybody. You.